This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
David Hammond has something for the podcast.
Okay. I have a checklist of things I need to do today.
Very good.
Oh, God. He really keeps the best stuff for the podcast.
I need to check if I got my refund from the dentist. I need to check if I got my refund from the gym. Ooh. I need to ring the NCT, but only if I get the refund from the gym and the dentist. And you know the other thing I need to do? I need to look up the drone laws in Ireland.
Oh. Okay.
Because I have a drone. I completely forgot about it.
What?
It's in the back of the car. Yeah.
And I'm like, you have a drone?
I have a drone. Yeah. And my ex bought it for me for like my birthday and never opened it. And
that's such a lad present.
Yeah.
What do I get this guy? Drone.
Get my drone. Yeah.
So I have a camera on it.
Yeah.
I just fly it around the office.
No, it just flies and makes noise, but it serves no purpose.
Some of them don't have anything on it. It's like, you know, those model planes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's an actual, like, it's a drone with a camera on it.
How did you never make this more of your personality? You were so obsessed with drones and you didn't realise you owned your own.
I'm mad into drones, but I'm terrified to fly them because the last one I got, which also my ex bought me, the reason I got the new one is because I crashed the old one or lost the old one. I think someone took it. Someone took control of it.
I'd be scared to kill someone. It fell from a height and lands on someone's head.
My drone once did run out of battery midway in the air, like a mile up in the air, and went and it flew and it stopped everything and just crashed down. And I was like, oh my God, that's definitely hit someone or hit a car or something. I went and I finally found the thing, like in the back arse of nowhere on the beach, but it was, I'd say, about half a metre away from a car. Half
Stop.
A metre. Like, parked car. It would have honestly killed the thing.
I have something for you. A great place to fly a drone.
Yeah.
The airport. They'll love
Yeah, they love that. Yeah.
Oh, give that a go.
I have a flying thing too.
That spate of flight delays because everyone just
Gatwick,
losing his mind.
I did a really quick just search for you. You can't fly a drone anywhere within 5 kilometres of the airport.
Okay, perfect.
Now, I think the airport is about... I'm just thinking where we are in town. And you're not allowed to fly it within 30 metres, 4 feet, of people, crowds, vehicles, or buildings.
Yeah, well, and good till it goes dead and lands on someone's head.
Yeah, so I'd say, like, you need a big park.
Yeah, I was going to go out to, like, Marley Park or something. And
but you're not actually meant to fly it over parks either. If the park ranger sees you, you'll be in trouble. Because
really?
In my old job in a company called Schmovin Schmublin, we used to film these walks. Like, come and do this walk in, like... Marley Park or the Dodder or whatever, and you have to be really sketch with the drones. You're not meant to fly them over
the
parks
either. Hates you. We did some filming in the in Stephen's Green once before, just on our phone.
Yeah.
And the OPW came up to me and was like, why are you filming in here? We're just messing about.
Yeah.
No filming.
Oh,
it's like, I'm trying to show off how good Dublin is. I'm actually bringing you business.
Why do we have a chicken fella roll in the pot?
I thought it was Schmublin.
Trying to show off Schmublin.
In the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
Good
happening?
Morning.
Welcome to a brand new week, kind of. It was already a brand new week yesterday.
Tuesday.
Isn't
what
it wonderful?
Thrill.
Fantastic.
We're nearly done.
Yeah. Emma, David, Fiona, you're on Spin. What's the crack?
How are we?
Not too much. I was at a christening over the weekend.
Yeah.
Stunning. Holy event. Keeping in theme with the Pope and all the rest of the business.
Oh, that's today, by the way, isn't it?
Is it?
I think that's when it starts. Is it
You
the
should
sixth?
Know. You should have alerts to your
Sorry,
phone. I know it's your old gig right now.
I think it is the 6th of May. I think it starts today.
Okay, good. Thank God. Because I was sweating. I was like, who is it going to be?
Your holy thing.
Yeah. So I was at a christening over the weekend, and this is my friend who, this is her third baby at this stage. So I've been to so many events of hers, like christenings, communions, her wedding, and she always has spice boxes as like the
Stop.
Food. One of her kids is now 10. I think his christening was the first spice box I'd ever seen.
Really?
I was like, what is this? Because I'd seen a spice bag, but I was like, the full box.
Oh,
like,
do you mean the pizza box thing?
Yeah, you know, when you lift it up.
Yeah, with the chips and the curry sauce.
The ribs.
Sorry,
the wings,
your friend sounds like a total legend.
She's incredible. She is amazing. And like, she's like walking around, like looking so angelic, like looking like mother holy. But then like, there's just like boxes and boxes of spice box. And it was incredible. But I hadn't seen this before. So I was sat at the table where the spice box has arrived conveniently. I was like, I'll just sit and keep an eye, like make sure all the kids have food, you know what I mean? And you know, that was my role. I opened up one box and it was entirely filled exclusively with chicken balls.
Wall to wall chicken balls.
Yeah, that
yum,
was for the
yum,
kids.
Yum, yum.
She was like, that's for the kids now. I was like, I didn't know that this was possible. I didn't know that you could order a pizza box of chicken balls.
One of the most disappointing things in my relationship, maybe you can be the judge, guys, of whether I should end it or not, but when you get a Chinese takeaway and you kind of want to, like, you kind of want a chaser, you want the chicken fried rice.
Chaser, yeah.
And something.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing because obviously if you want to get a portion of chicken balls, the least you can get is five.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat five. They're just going to go in the bin. I'd love just two.
Okay, but listen to this.
But he doesn't like them.
Oh.
So he's like, I don't want to go halves in here with them. I don't like chicken balls. I'm like, oh, it's so annoying.
Double down, get nine.
And now you can say you're ordering them for the dog. Because like anytime we order something spicy, it's like, oh, the dog can't eat that. Better get her a portion of chicken balls.
Do not feed your dog chicken balls. And the shiny.
I dread to think what I'd have to pick up.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest with you.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
You might remember last week we were getting gearing up for the big company-wide, very corporate meeting that took place on Friday.
Ooh.
And we gave Fiona the proper fully charged hazing, the good old fully charged treatment, and she was tasked to basically have her own speech hijacked with words that you suggested she include. The good thing was that whole meeting was recorded and you'll hear how it all went down after 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh yeah.
On Fully Charged. Let's talk about the Met Gala, but very briefly, because it's so crap and so boring.
I don't mind it. Is that weird? I actually kind of like enjoy waking up and seeing, oh yeah, they looked well. It's very easy to get wrong at the same time. Like, I'm looking at some of the lads and you're like, that's just a suit.
And yeah, this was a big year for just a suit.
It's just a suit.
But I think terrible. The big thing, and producer Callum often says this, but what is it? I don't understand what it is. Well, I have the answer. Thank you, ChatGPT. It's an annual fundraising gala for the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And it's held every year on the first Monday of May in New York. And I suppose the reason why they need money, I suppose this is all a fundraiser, what goes on at the Met Gala, is they have to fund their entire budget independently, and they use these funds to preserve art and historic objects, and they also offer educational programs, and they support research and art scholarship.
It's run by your one Anna Wintour.
Yeah, so she puts it on.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a table quiz for like the local Amdram. Like, yeah. There's no money in
no
the
quiz.
Arts anymore.
Not
it's like we need to put something behind these artsy kids.
Absolutely.
And get a few quid.
I guarantee you the food is awful. I'd say it's so posh.
Is anyone eating at that? Like with the outfits, I mean, I know they were fairly like low key this year, but
yeah.
I guess you change immediately.
Do you think as soon as you go in?
Oh yeah, 100%.
I think that's just for the red carpet, and then you're probably into a dressing room, back into your
PJs.
Right,
and they have a pre-outfit look, like a pre-Met Gala arrival look. You see Sabrina Carpenter.
Saw the blue one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Good luck, yeah. So the Costume Institute, they hold like over, I thought this was kind of interesting, 33,000 fashion pieces from the 15th century to today. So they are a big museum, if that's your thing. That's kind of... Do you get it now, Callum, kind of? Yeah.
I still don't get it.
It's a fundraiser for a
fancy
museum.
Dress party for money.
Cool.
I think that sounds kind of
All I know is that like Anna Wintour decides who's on the guest list.
That's
and
the thing,
so she had a Vogue or something.
She's the editor of Vogue. She's what Devil Wears Prada is based on. Have you
seen
that?
Okay, no, I've never seen that.
Okay, that's very important viewing for you.
Okay, I'll go home and watch that.
Thank you.
But,
big thing about it this year is just that loads of people weren't arsed going.
Yeah.
And I think it's starting to lose its significance. So the likes of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift said nah, they were invited and said no, you're grand. Naomi Campbell revealed she'd not attend, I think just hours before the event. LeBron James also. And even the newcomers on the guest list from, you know, herself. What's just Anna Wintour?
Anna Wintour. Yeah.
Were Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz.
Oh, they didn't go.
And they said, now you're grand.
They didn't go.
So there's a lot of not now you're grand at obviously isn't good.
I'd say it's just more of like, it's probably scary to not go because you know you're not going to be invited again.
Yeah.
And you're probably, if you don't go this year, you're probably saying no to the rest of it.
Yeah.
I'd say you'd want to keep Anna in your good books.
Yeah.
But it's scary to go in case you get the look wrong.
Yes.
In case you look camp in the eye.
That happened a lot last night. A lot of criticism saying that it was just boring, underwhelming.
Yeah.
They compared it to a funeral. The look was all tailored suits.
Tailored for you, I think. That was the theme.
All right. And they're all saying, the Met Gala is dead. The only thing worth telling you about this morning is that Rihanna's pregnant again. But sure, that's not even news.
That's exciting.
She's always pregnant.
I'd say she was like, this is going to be terrible here. I'll get pregnant for it just so people have something to talk about.
Yeah. And ASAP looked great. That's kind of all I have to mention about what went on in terms of anything semi-interesting last night.
I feel like because Taylor is famously not a good dresser, Taylor Swift. Like, I feel like she purposely, this is a theory, dresses terribly so that fans will relate to her because she's like such a, how else can you relate to her? Because she's just such a multi-billionaire. I feel Callum's eyes burning into me. He's obviously diehard Swiftie. But I think she knew she could not, like.
Was she not there?
No. Her and Travis didn't go. So I feel like she knew she would not, like, do a good look at that. That's my theory.
That's how I know, though, that, like, that's how you know she's, like, A-list. And then the people who are going are, it's like
oh, you went to that, did you?
It's a bit desperate, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit lame. MK and all. Oh, sad.
It's like going to Gossies.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
It's the weekend. You're on Spin.
Lads, I actually really need your help.
Okay. Like,
it's getting quite bad now at this stage. What I need your help with is food. Because obviously it's a brand new week. I know it's Tuesday. Maybe I should actually start this next week.
No. Never mind.
I'll start it next week. It's all good. Play a song.
Hey. If you want to start something new, it's good to actually start in a short week because it's just less of a commitment and then you're in a flow.
That's a fantastic point. So basically I was thinking, I was like, how do I eat like healthy?
Right.
Because over the weekend I had another one of my, oh my God, how is he still alive?
Okay.
Weekends. Do you know what I mean?
I always enjoy this. What are we doing?
Do you want to hear the list?
Yeah,
please.
All right, here we go.
What's that? I'm God forbid, what's going to go on in the toilets and work today? God help us all.
No, I'm usually fine. My body's very much used to this. Very, very much used to being tortured.
Wow.
With absolute crap food for the entire weekend. Friday, we started off with a very, very posh breakfast after the show. We went and got breakfast together. And I got it. What was it? Croque monsieur?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It was classic. It's basically just a breakfast toastie.
Yes.
You know, eggs and sausage and cheese and...
Yeah, oh, Dave, it was sandwich. Stunning. I'd get that every day if I could. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
And then we went for drinks. And then I had dinner later on. And it was M&S pizza. With dough balls and waffle fries.
M&S has to be good for you.
Love it.
Exactly, M&S has to be good for you.
A salad.
Pippa cooked it for me as well, so like it was home cooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Home heated up.
Okay, yeah. Not Smith.
Yeah. Then Saturday, we had breakfast together. We had a bagel. It had egg on it. It had turkey and it had bacon rashers.
Everything's really good there.
Quite good.
That's
there.
Quite clean.
Yeah, and then it starts going. Well, actually, didn't go downhill there just yet. Then I went for a 3K run. Right. Ooh. So I was like, I am really, really healthy this week.
Everything on Saturday is starting off quite well.
Yeah. Then we were like, let's go for a nice little date night. We'll go for dinner. Went to Milano, right, in Grand Canal Dock. Got some mozzarella sticks to start. We got some goujons. We got some dough balls. And we got a giant pizza to share.
Milano serve goujons.
Yeah, they do goujons. I don't know why people order them, but they were class.
That must be a new thing. I haven't been there in a while.
There you go.
Okay, very good.
You heard it here first. So that was Saturday. Not the worst, but also I just had the pizza and all the day before.
Yeah.
That's two dinners that are basically the exact same, pizza and dough balls. Yeah, but sure, look, I did the 3K run. I can do what I want.
Exactly.
Sunday, exact same breakfast, bagel, eggs with turkey rashers and bacon rashers. Very, very nice. I must admit, Pippa makes them. I don't.
Do you know when it's like, oh, people are swapping out bacon for turkey bacon? But you are like, I'll have both.
Yeah.
That's a strong choice in itself.
Basically, I just like took from the plate one day and it turned out that I was taking one bit of turkey rasher, one bit of bacon rasher.
And not even knowing.
And Pippa was like, that's my turkey rasher.
Do you know what's really good? Honestly, very quick one. Turkey sausages. Delicious.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Lidl and Aldi. They're class.
Okay, I'm going to try them
super
out.
Super tasty, yeah.
So that was breakfast. We got the bagel, the egg, the turkey. Then there was for lunch. Got a bit of Burger King. Got the Whopper. We got the chips. We got the goujons again.
Okay.
And then we went out for drinks. And that was heavy enough. And then I came home and got a 4-in-1 and 6 chicken balls.
Love it. I support that.
Where are we now,
fully.
Sunday?
That was Sunday night. I finished that around maybe 1 a.m.
Lovely.
Went straight to bed. I was not feeling great the next day.
No, I can imagine.
So the next day, I wasn't feeling great. I was like, oh, you know, what am I going to do? I need to eat something. Yeah. So I reheated the 4-in-1 and the 3 chicken balls that were left from the night before. So that was breakfast.
Makes sense. Waste not, want not.
Yeah, exactly. That was breakfast. Lunch then, fast forward a couple hours, was a bag of mini eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, really, sure. With a cup of tea.
Right.
And then dinner was Besh Off Bros, chips and scampi.
Oh, I love scampi.
It was class.
You spend stunning. Most of your money a month on takeaway.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, if you just did a weekly shop and cooked for yourself, you'd be saving so much more money.
This is why I wanted to start this, because I was just like, if I go home today,
yeah.
If you go home today, what will you have for lunch
today?
Oh,
I can't stop thinking about what I'm going to have.
What are you
going to
have?
I'm probably going to have, I make these little wrap things at the moment where I put it into the frying pan, I throw in an egg, throw in a bit of ham, a bit of avocado, something like that maybe.
Okay.
Something
Fiona,
in the fridge.
You go home?
Is that what you put up on your Instagram last night? That looked incredible.
What are you having?
Well, I'm going to get my hair done. Thank you very much. So I'll probably get something on the fly.
Okay.
I'll get maybe, do you know what's good? Do you know those samosas that you get in M&S? I always feel healthy when I get one.
She thought she was like
there's veggies in there.
My first thought for him was she's gonna have a mimosa.
Yeah. I deserve it.
For lunch.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah, maybe I'll get one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think, can you try just hear me out. To get to Friday without buying like a takeaway or like a roll in the shop. As in like everything that you eat.
Without a roll.
Like, you know,
what am I meant to eat? I'll starve.
He'll die, Emma.
And you today go and do a grocery shop and only eat what you have in your fridge at home.
And we'll give you a prize at the end of the week.
It better
genuinely.
Be a chicken fillet roll.
It will be. Okay. It will be.
I'll order you a chicken fillet roll at this time Friday morning from somewhere and get it delivered. If you get to by Friday without eating out.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
No
okay.
Takeaways, nothing.
Fine.
Just what's in the fridge.
Okay, chicken dippers it is.
It's Dochi and Anxiety on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We were only talking earlier on about the Met Gala and how like hard it is maybe to get on that list, that invite list. She's only around a minute and she was there last night.
I think she's only around a minute in Ireland.
Exactly. I do agree with you because like when you see how powerful she is already, I'm like, we were missing. We didn't know much about Dochi for a long time.
Crazy, the Instagram followers like.
Totally. And there's a massive festival in Australia called Split Milk Festival. And she's, I know it's weird, but her and Kendrick Lamar are both headliners. So like she's at that level already.
Yeah. Oh right.
You know what
okay.
I mean? We have not known what's been going on with Dochi over here.
No.
What do we do now?
We're like, Dochi, this is yourself.
Cool name, isn't it? Dochi.
It's cool.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
There's another new artist coming through now as well. Taylor Swift, I hear.
Taylor.
I think she's going to do good things.
Yeah, sounds good. I haven't heard from myself. Yeah.
7:31. Emily, how are things out there?
Good morning. Starting off on
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning. Oh, God. Okay, great timing for that. The biggest job I've done so far. Hello. Okay, that never happened. Guys, it's Tuesday. It's 20 to 8. It's time for this. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, my favourite part of the week.
Yes, me too. This is where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram, characters who've had the most airtime in The Simpsons, and loads more. Emma and Dave, you've got 3 lives to try and fill in the top 10 of this list, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't get all 10, we'll throw it out to you listening. If you're able to fill in a space, you'll win a cinema pass for every correct answer.
Nice one.
Okay, so this morning, I'm looking for the artists with the most monthly listeners as of May 2025 on Spotify.
Spotify,
the popular app. Location.
Okay.
So what you're saying is these are the most listened to artist accounts on Spotify since right now, this month.
And there's more. The most monthly listeners is calculated by the number of unique users who have listened to at least one song by an artist within the last 28 days.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's big stuff.
I think we have this, Emma.
I think we can do this.
I think we absolutely have this.
We're all right, Dave. Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. We'll kick it off with Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift is number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9, right? She's further down.
Sorry, I thought she was going to be 1.
Okay, big talk about her at the moment with the new album on the way. I'm going to say Gaga's in there somewhere.
Gaga comes in at number 3.
Okay, I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Beyonce. Well, you would be incorrect.
Oh, crap.
This is actually shocking. She comes in at number 31.
Wow. Oh, okay, that's not great.
Scientists are stumped.
What? Come on, let's think. Okay, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, I know you're a fan of his.
No? After the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, I was just adding a bit of flourish to that. You're correct. Number 6.
Oh, very good. I'm going to go with Sabrina Carpenter.
Well done, Dave.
Your bae. You're not really killing this, Dave. 21.
What Sabrina the Carpenter. Hell? Yeah.
No, I know. It's shocking.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I suck at this.
Justice for Sab Cap.
I'm going to just throw it out there just based on what's going on and what's coming up soon. Are Oasis on there?
Great shout, but no.
Oh. Damn. Okay.
Honestly,
love that.
God.
But
I think we need to stick to American, like the, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to go weird. I'm going to say Bad Bunny.
There you go. Brilliant.
Number 11.
No! That is Dave.
So Dave's dead.
Oh my god.
I can't
be just saying
it.
Yeah, we have this, Emma.
Oh my god. Okay, man, now
don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
My god, number one. Who the hell would be number one? Okay, this is so obvious. I'm sure it's you listening who am I missing. I'm just getting brain freeze. Okay. Harry Styles.
No, not a chance.
Hasn't been music in a while.
No,
that's another strikeout.
Think about people that you're like, ah, yeah. But you might not particularly listen to yourself.
Think about people that you're like, ah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So helpful, Fiona.
Artists that you're like, oh, right, okay, yeah.
I hate this game.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes so much sense.
And then
to me.
There are some obvious ones that you are overlooking. But there are some that are like, okay. Do you know what I mean?
I can't think of one artist right now. My brain has completely frozen.
With Ed.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran released a new song. Is he back in there somehow? Has he crawled his way back in?
Ed Sheeran comes in at number 8.
Ooh.
That's kind of who I meant by, ah, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Is The Weeknd in there?
No chance.
The Weeknd's number 2.
Stop it! I know nothing. Never listen to me for anything.
You know nothing.
I know
okay.
nothing.
So we need number 1, number 4, number 5, number 7, and number 10.
Chapel Roan.
Oh, yes, Emma.
No.
Oh!
That's me.
What is this list?
Chapel Roan's not even in the honourable mentions
is
out
that
there,
me
so
out?
Em's out.
Right, okay, so now it's completely over to you listening. We suck.
Really,
I actually need to find another job. If we can't identify big artists on Spotify, what are we doing here?
These are big talkers.
But, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Sabrina Carpenter isn't on that list. But, like The Weeknd is.
It's a bit of a mad list.
Okay.
So start thinking crazily.
All right.
Okay, so we're throwing this out to you listening. 087711 1038. Fill in the list. Who have Dave and Emma forgotten? We're missing number 1, number 4, number 5, number 7, and number 10.
Who have we got so far?
So you have The Weeknd at number 2, Lady Gaga at number 3, skipping down to number 6, Kendrick Lamar. Then number 8, it is Mr. Ed Sheeran. Number 9, Taylor Swift.
All right, okay.
Wrong answers so far. Bad Bunny. I mean, what
I think he was what? Number what?
11.
That's not a bad shout.
You're weird. Number 21, Sabrina Carpenter. And number 31, Beyonce. Like, what is going on?
What is this list?
Get your guesses over. Can you complete the list and win yourself some IMC Cinema passes this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Just get in touch right now to 087-711-1038. Put Dave and I to shame. That's quite embarrassing.
I think we've put ourselves to shame.
I actually am really embarrassed.
Smash that.
Get in touch for your chance to win with the IMC Cinema. You're on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are deep in the throes of Top 10 Tuesday. Emma and Dave here filled up a good bit of the list, but we need a bit of help. So we've got another Emma here to complete and guess number 1, number 4 and number 10, hopefully.
And the theme of the Top 10 Tuesday?
It's the Top 10 most listened to artists on Spotify as of May 2025.
So as of right now.
As of right now, in this moment.
We're struggling. Emma, do you have any guesses for us?
So my first is Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, interesting.
He's always, like, really high up on these lists for some reason.
Okay, Bruno Mars. Did he make the list, Fiona?
Bruno Mars is number 1.
What?
I know. Crazy.
Come on, Emma, you
legend. My God. Emma, well done. Very good. Keep going.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, crap.
She's killing it. Ariana Grande is number 10.
No!
Wow. Emma, do you want a job?
Oh, my God. All right, keep going, Emma.
Oh, God. Billie Eilish. This.
Yes!
Damn it!
Billie Eilish is number 4.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so we're only missing 6.
5 and 7.
5 and 7. Any more for us?
Oh, God.
Any more?
is Charlie XCX.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
No.
But Emma, you killed it.
That was so good.
That was so good. You got Bruno Mars, Billie Eilish, and Ariana Grande.
That's three IMC cinema passes, Emma. Congratulations. Well done.
Let's finish that.
We need a new Emma for Emma, Dave and Fiona, so you can have my gig. Yeah.
Let's finish that list, though.
Okay, so number five, Coldplay. Number seven, Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Rihanna has released music since, like, the Stone Age.
That's crazy.
But she just has us in a chokehold.
So Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Coldplay, Kendrick, Rihanna, Ed Sheeran, Taylor, and Ariana.
My God. Emma, thanks, Emil. Have a great day.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, can't believe that.
We should put in our notice. That is so bad.
But there were some serious curveballs in there. I think Bruno Mars at number one, like that.
That is a curveball, but Billie Eilish being on the list is not a curveball.
Who saw Billie Eilish? And how about that Ariana Grande? Yeah,
never even heard of her.
Crazy. 1038.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, it's Tuesday. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Good morning, what's happening? May, as we were talking about last week, is my most expensive month without a shadow of a doubt, because I did confirm, actually, by the way, it is my car insurance, it is my car tax, and it is my NCT.
Oh, that's
even
violent.
Though, by the way, I only got the NCT done in like December or something like that.
Oh yeah, because of the delay it being so long, you're probably having to apply again.
But you have to go, I thought it would be like from December. It's in 12 months. Do you know what I mean? But no, you have to wait from when it's out.
NCT is kind of optional since COVID. Yeah. sorry, I was in the queue.
So I have all of that. And then I got my, re-registration amount for, my insurance thing. And it came to like 450, right? Which is an insane amount of money. And so I was like, right, I'm going to ring around the place. I rang like three places and they were all charged me even way more than that. And I was like, right, I'm actually just going to go.
Stick
with my own. And then the last guy who I rang, I was like, I'll just ring one more person. And he was like, listen, it's 480 or something. And I was just like, I'm already getting quoted 450. There's no point. And he was like, well, if you take this online, we'll give you a 10% discount. And I was like, so you're coming in cheaper than what I was originally. He was like, yeah. And I was like, you should have led with that. He kept going. And he was like, we give you no claims bonus and we'll give you this and we'll give you that. And I was like, lead with it's cheaper than what you're going to pay.
That's all we care about.
I don't care about anything else. He was like, I know you're getting the same benefits over there. I was like, I don't know. I don't care. Do you know what the benefit is? I pay and then I don't hear from you for 12 months.
Yeah, exactly. And you leave me alone.
That's the benefit.
The best thing that ever happens, I find, is when the quote comes through and it's cheaper than last year and it's a good deal and you're just like, renew.
Yeah.
Don't have to talk to
anybody.
Get it done.
So I'm really, really hoping that whoever comes along to email me to tell me that my tax is due for my car gives me a really good deal. Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
That's a non-negotiation. Yeah,
it's a non-negotiation.
It's less crack.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. That is Wiz the MC and Bees and Honey, lol. It's called Show Me Love on
Love
Spin.
It.
Good morning.
Wiz the MC and Bees and Honey kind of sound like words that I was tasked to fit into big company meeting, don't they? So last week we had our, again, big company meeting. A meeting not just with people from Spin, but across a load of other radio stations. I don't know, you guys can estimate better. I think there was around 2,000 people on it.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So at the top of the meeting, there was a little interview with the three of us introducing the new show and introducing me. So I had to make a little speech and the listeners had tasked me with subtly fitting in all sorts of unhinged words that sounded a bit like this.
Flabbergasted.
Shamalama ding dong.
Honey cricket.
Lulu.
Bunyan.
Scuba bleeding doodin.
Brilliant.
So we were interviewed by a man called Casey. He does the breakfast show on Red FM in Cork. So he did a bit of an intro for us. And okay, so this is how I started. This is the first thing I said to the entire company.
You beautiful trio. How are you? How's everything? How is... hello, Fiona. Welcome to the Madhouse. How's everything?
Hello, Casey. Yeah, it's great. I'm honestly... I'm so happy. Scuba bleeding delighted.
She did!
That's when I started cringing. Like, as soon as she said that, I was like...
No way. Was that cringe for you, Dave? Started off strong. Got straight in there with scuba bleeding.
Well
Not
done.
An easy one.
Well done on that one.
Thank you so, so much. So, I just... Yeah, I thought... You know one of those times when your soul has to leave your body?
Yes.
You're like, this is going to be the most mortifying thing I've ever done. Look, let's just get in. So then Casey kind of focused on our first week, asked me how I was settling in, and it was time to drop another word.
Having the crack works okay so far, but it's honestly, it's like, can't believe I'm here. I'm like, yeah. I'm
Delulu.
Delulu in
yes,
there.
Got yeah. it in there. And yeah. then he was kind of looking at me with raised eyebrows, like, is this girl having it?
At this point, I think, because obviously we were up in the room being interviewed, it was all on Zoom, but everyone here in the open plan, obviously, we're just watching it online. Yeah. And Callum was downstairs and said that he started getting real weird death stares at that point, being like, are you guys messing with
all the corporate heads being like, what is she doing?
yeah. How dare they take the mick out of this very serious meeting?
Very serious meeting.
Taking up valuable company time. Yeah. Most importantly, on the Friday of a bank holiday, people want to get out. They're like, girl, shut up. Okay, so the focus then turned to Emma and Dave for a little bit, so I kind of got to kick back and relax. So then Casey turned around to me and he spoke about my life as a comedian and asked if I was to put a comedy festival, who would I pick for my lineup? This is handy because I could be like, oh, this is what these comedians talk about. I can fit in loads of words.
Yeah.
So then I kind of pulled out the big guns. Here's what I went with for this.
Probably Kat Cohen. She's American. She's just like, she talks about everything, like colonoscopies, lacy knickers, like nothing's off the table. She's just insane, bonkers. Love her. Then I love Alison Spittle. She's an Irish comedian. I'm honestly flabbergasted I don't see her around more because she's so good. She has such an amazing way of describing things that like are inherently Irish, like soup and sambo. She actually has a show called Soup. And then Shane Daniel Byrne, I think, is killing it at the moment. He's down with the kids, skibbity and the stigma of it all. So yeah.
Do you know, for three of those words I didn't know they were actually in the list.
Yeah, when you talked about
colonoscopy, yeah, lacy knickers and soup and sambos, I was just like, that did, just like, completely, it completely went over
my
head,
cool,
that they were actually
like good shows. I'd like to go see them.
That was very impressive.
You smashed it, girl. Well done. And that's what you learned early on. Leave your dignity at the door in here.
And guys, I actually had so many more words to get in.
Yeah, what happened?
I think he cut me short because he was like, she's clearly having a mental episode. Let's cut her off. There were a few more questions to ask. And I swear to God, I had Bunyan. I had, what other ones? I had Jiminy Cricket. I had Meow. All the tra-la-la-la-leo, tra-la-la-la-la. I did have a plan for all of these. Yeah. But Casey was like, I think we've heard enough from this woman.
My heart did kind of stop when he was like, all right, guys, thanks a mil. I was like, we ain't done yet.
Yeah, I was like, we haven't even got to the Italian brain rot bit of TikTok, Casey. We need to get to that point on the list.
So what words did you miss out on then?
Okay, so I missed out on chimpanzini, which I didn't have.
Again, Italian brain rot.
Shamalama ding dong, which, to be fair, how did I not get that in there? Honestly, that's just a daily vernacular. Bunyan, I did have a plan for that. Jiminy Cricket. Balderdash. Okay, I must have missed that, but I did have a plan for it. Meow. Bombardio, Crocodillo, all the Italian
TikTok brain rot.
Yes, tra-la-la-la-leo, tra-la-la-la-la. And of course, narrowly missed. Tongue,
yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Okay. How about this then, Royce? We're at Tuesday, short week. Can you wangle those words into the show Friday?
Okay, I've already made a show myself in front of the whole company, so why not?
Exactly.
Dublin. Yeah,
grand.
All right.
Just send us a random emoji at any point, I guess, if you hear her.
Anytime you hear a word this week.
Okay, so clean slate. You've obviously said them now. Forget about it for now. And if you wangle them in, well, hats off to you, girl. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good, though. Well done. Sorry you were cut short. It's just, you're just too boring.
They played the music on my Oscar speech.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. All right, I need to talk about something absolutely crazy. I need to talk about the South Side.
Wild.
So I'm still relatively quite new to the South Side. I moved there in 2022 and I love the South Side. I really, really enjoy it. But I like to kind of think of myself as a fake North Dub, right? Reason being that, you know, I obviously was born in Drogheda, but all my family are from Finglas and I grew up in Dublin and, you know, that's kind of my area. And I was always like, to be honest, we always just stayed on north side.
Yeah,
I was like, why would you need to go to the south side? I think we went to the south side like once or twice to visit like our friends in Terran York. That was it. So mainly it was always just, you know, north side family.
Yeah.
So I've been living on the south side for nearly 3 years now. Loved every bit of it. But there are a lot of differences. You know what I mean? And like, I'll never forget my very first Halloween on the south side, where I went down the Palmerston Road and there was like giant blow up spiders in the houses and like cars with like skeletons almost in the passenger seat to be like, whoa, happy Halloween.
Almost like Disney movie-esque.
It literally was like Hocus Pocus. Yeah. I remember my very first take one bowl, and the kids were doing this really weird thing on the south side where they were just taking one.
Crazy concept.
Wild. Crazy, right? But last Wednesday, it was nice out. Me and my friend, my housemate, we went to the pub. And these other gentlemen joined the table next to us, right? And they were obviously organising something. And so they started off by talking about going through what was going to be at the this thing that they were organising. And I have never felt so out of my depth, even though I was just eavesdropping. So I welcome you to the, without a doubt, poshest event that is ever going to happen in my life.
Okay.
That I'm also not invited to, but I will be crashing.
Okay, of course.
So, these three men were going through the list of the things that were going to do there, and they were just confirming what was going to be at the event. Okay, the event was a street party.
Oh.
The 100th...
Very English.
Yeah, very English. The 100th anniversary of a certain street on the south side. Okay. Red flag already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Swerve.
If you're in Dublin 6, this isn't normal. Okay, I need you to know that. Okay? And you'll be going, that's a normal thing. No, it's not. It's not a normal thing. Here is what's going on at the 100th year anniversary of this street. A barbecue.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Okay.
Obviously, someone's going to be manning the barbecue.
Great.
Starting off well.
I hope the guard shut this down. They have a license for this.
Yeah, I hope they have.
What?
A petting zoo.
No.
I swear to God, I swear on my life, stop. A petting zoo.
Christ on a bike.
And that's not the poshest thing at this event. Wait till you hear what I have. We're going to road bowling.
What's that? Road that's bowling. A country thing.
That's a real country
thing. Bowling on the road. I love it. I've been stuck in traffic behind many a country bowl fest before. Yeah, I love it.
There is face painting going on at this event.
You okay? No, it's okay. Take your time.
He's
crying.
Take a deep breath. A dog show.
Oh, what? Good Lord, they're bringing Crufts to the street.
A dog show.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how, but there will be a dog show. A musical performance on a stage at 12 o'clock.
Sorry.
There will be dancers at 10 past 12.
This sounds like the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah.
There will be a trumpet at half 12.
A trumpet?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening for the next 5.5 hours, but at 6 o'clock, there is a Kaylee.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. And culturally very mixed.
And to wrap it up, they were very insistent on this. To wrap it up at 7 o'clock, they will all sing The Parting Glass.
Oh, Christ.
Do you know what I think you overheard? I think they were playing that game that you guys made me play in the company meeting. They're like, how many weird words can we fit in to pretend we're planning this party?
No.
How did you transport a petting zoo
to a
street?
I haven't a clue. And if you are part of this street party, you need to let us know when and where it is. 0877 11 103.
Please.
I couldn't get over. And the reason I know they weren't like joking, they weren't like lads having the crack, is that one of them brought a laptop and a mouse. And I'm sorry, by the way, if you're listening, I was eavesdropping, okay, but I had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
A laptop and a mouse. One had a notepad and paper.
No way. So the seriousness.
Yeah, and the other guy in a pub on the hottest day of the year ordered a cup of tea.
Ah, no.
Ah, forget about it. Game over. Well, listen, we've told the guards now.
Yeah.
They don't have a license. Tarquin,
we're coming for you.
Chapel Road, this is called The Giver. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Martin.
Good morning, guys. Exciting news for anyone who values their health and well-being. Spin is going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th. That's this weekend with FlyFit. Wellfest is Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival, and we are joining forces with FlyFit to provide the tunes with Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire, and the Spinnies will be there too with tons of giveaways.
We have Wellfest tickets to go every single day this week of the show, and that 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well, and on to play our little game. Our both Hannah and Sophie. Hannah's on line one. How are you this morning?
Very good, very good. Very quiet, but good.
Oh, that's the dream.
Weather was class, wasn't it?
Did you stay in? What did you stay at the back garden? Real. What did you do?
Flat out the back garden, yeah.
Oh, stunning.
Where else would you rather be? Yeah.
And what are you at for the day, Hannah?
I'm actually heading to work.
What do you do?
Primary school teacher.
Hannah, the primary school teacher. Very, very good, Hannah. All right, yeah. Stay there. You might be winning in 2 minutes. First, we got to talk to Sophie. Sophie, what are you at for the day?
Just working.
What do you do?
I work in Temple Street.
Temple Street.
Oh, amazing.
Very good. Fair play to you, Sophie. And how was your banker?
Yeah, it was good. Just out in the sun.
Yeah, it was class, wasn't it?
It's a dream.
Yeah. I always think we don't save so much money because you don't have to really pay for much entertainment when the sun's out. Just sit out the back. It was class.
So very, very simple game. Basically a guessing game, number between 1 and 10. We've got 10 gym doors in front of us. Behind 9 of them is nothing. The gym is closed. But behind one of the doors is a very busy gym. You'll take turns to open a door. The person who finds the open gym wins the Wellfest tickets and that FlyFit membership.
Lovely.
So, Hannah, do you want to go first? Guess a number between 1 and 10.
Six.
Oh.
Nothing there. So, Sophie, now it's over to you. What do you want to pick?
Three.
Oh, not there, Sophie. Unfortunately, back to you, Hannah.
Number nine.
Oh.
Okay, Sophie, do you want to try again?
Four.
God, it's going to be one of those days. Hannah, it's your turn.
Number one.
Ah, still not a goer. All right, Sophie, back to you.
Five.
This is insane. This is crazy.
Hannah, bring it home.
So we have 2, 7, 8, and 10 again. What do you want to go for?
Number eight.
And there it is.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
Thank God for that. Hannah.
Knew she had it in her.
Yeah, well done, Hannah. Congratulations, you've won a Wellfest. Sophie, I'm so sorry, but have a wonderful day.
Thanks, bye.
Good luck.
Later, bye-bye.
Hannah, were you going to go to Wellfest anyway?
You know what, I literally just finished a run this morning and when I heard it on the radio, I was like, oh, I'd love to go to that. I always see it every year. And yeah. I was like, I'd love to go to that.
Well, there you go. You're sorted with the 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well. Well done, gal.
Thank you very much.
Nice one, Hannah. Have a great day.
Bye. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Talk to you later.
And great news, there's more chances to win Wellfest tickets every day this week.
There is.
No, it's true. And there's even extra chances on our Instagram. Head over there now, spin1038.com.
Spin1038.com.
Instagram.
Sorry, so what's our Instagram?
It's the Instagram page of Spin1038.
And there's a .com in there, is there?
There may or may not be. And I was testing you guys.
Oh, were you? Because you're doing a lot of testing.
You're doing a lot of tests. But you guys are rising to every single one.
At official Spin1038 and Instagram, your chance to win with Wellfest.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Is that Instagram.com?
It's a new website that I've been hearing
www.
Coming up on 8:30, Emily Watt is the crack.
Hey, starting off on
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Guys, while we were off on the 3rd of May, just the other day, Lady Gaga held this incredible concert. It was completely free to attend. And there's, I guess, a reason for that. But look, it was in Rio de Janeiro. And it was monumental as it drew an estimated 2.5 million people. And this is the largest audience ever for a female artist. I think she broke a record that was at some point set by Madonna.
I think I don't even think it was the biggest concert ever, though, which is weird, because I think it like came up as like the fourth largest concert.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't great. Like,
yeah.
2.5 million people at one gig.
I saw the photo. I've insane. Never seen anything like it before.
All I ever think when I see that is, but what about the Portillo queue?
That's exactly what I thought.
Oh, I didn't
honestly,
even think of that.
It's bad enough at Marley Park in the summer. Never mind 2.5 million. How do you wee?
You know, Gaga fans would just be standing and going. They would. They wouldn't leave. They wouldn't lose their spot.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or trying to get back to where you were. Sorry, I was actually standing there waiting for my friend.
But imagine like trying to get a taxi or find your friend or anything like this.
Sure, if you're at the back of the show, you're probably outside your gaff. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Fair.
This was all part of the Todo Mundo No Rio series. It's kind of a city initiative. They're trying to revitalize the economy in Rio, and it did
them. They put it on like literally for free.
Yeah,
I think that's so cool.
And then they broadcast it everywhere so people around the world could see it as well. But just get a vibe of what it sounded like. This is the sound of 2.1 million fans in one place. Weird.
Imagine though, like, because I've been at gigs, like, say for example, I've been at gigs at like Kilmainham, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like, you know the way Kilmainham kind of goes up a little bit,
a little hill,
like,
yeah.
When I was seeing the band play, when they sing, you don't hear it for a good like 4 seconds if you're down the back.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
because of the sound waves, they don't go the way of the thing. So it's very weird to be at the very back of that. You're probably hearing Abracadabra when she's actually playing Paparazzi.
Yeah. Yeah, fair, totally fair. And we all talk about like the nosebleed seats at the Three Arena, and you think that you're back pretty far when you're up there, you know. But I was just thinking, imagine what a letdown. As you said, if you've gotten the taxi, if you've been holding in your wee, if you finally get there and you're down the back. Well, what is down the back? Everyone's down the back unless you're in the top like few hundred people at the front. Mm. The view must have been terrible. You essentially should have just watched it on YouTube at home or on TV to get a view. You wouldn't have seen her at all. With that in mind, we'd love to hear from you this morning on what was the worst view that you've ever had. It could have been at a gig, could have been a comedy gig, could have been midnight mass at Christmas, could have been a play, etc. And I remember a few Christmases ago bringing my niece Florence to the Panto, and whatever seats I got, it was kind of last minute I booked. Like, yeah, joke on me, be more organised next time. But we were literally sitting behind like a podium. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Anything.
So she kind of had her
neck. They call that something.
Restricted viewing.
Got a good old deal on it, don't you?
Oh,
see
that? Good.
But you're poking out one side to the left and then one side to the right. We didn't really know what was going on.
No idea what's going on in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, totally, the whole time. But sometimes you're done dirty, especially sometimes at a standing gig or whatever. So let us know. What's the worst view you've ever had at a gig? Your voice notes will be class on this on 087-711-1038. I have to say, I don't think I'd be forced to go into a gig that big.
No,
give me anxiety.
I was just looking at the crowd and thinking, imagine you're in the middle of that. Fine if you're on the side, fine if you're up the front, the back, whatever. In the middle,
Claustrophobia central. Did look class. She played an absolute stormer.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You might have seen this online over the weekend. Absolutely incredible scenes in Rio de Janeiro the other day. Lady Gaga held a free concert and it drew a crowd of an estimate of 2.5 million fans. Record-breaking. The largest audience ever for a female artist. But we were just saying, it sounds like, whoa, so impressive. But I can't imagine the view was any good. Mm. What I will say is the sound quality seemed really good. Like, I was trying to find a really good clip to play this morning, but like people down the back, you could just kind of hear them singing and but it does seem like they obviously had it very well produced in terms of speakers all the way down.
Yeah, there were screens as well.
Yeah. Exactly. And essentially, that's all you're going to really see. You know the way sometimes, as we mentioned, if you're in the nosebleed seats at the Three Arena, like the person on stage is a dot.
Yeah.
How could you even, I don't even know if I had my glasses on if I could see Gaga on stage if I was down the back of that gig at all.
Yeah, binoculars.
Yeah, totally. It is a bing of binoculars to the gig thing. And we were just saying the view must have been shocking. So with that in mind, what is the worst view you've ever experienced at any sort of gig you've been to?
So I don't know if this constitutes as a gig, but it is Gaga themed. So I was at a drive-in movie of A Star Is Born and it was raining and my car battery died. So the wipers had to get turned off. The car was completely fogged up because it was like cold outside, sweating inside.
Is a car on during a driving?
I had to have it on because I needed the wipers on because it was raining. And so the car died. We couldn't see the screen. Oh yeah, your radio was dialed in
as well,
the cinema as well. And we were just sitting in the car and Dwayne, my boyfriend, was like, okay, feck this, I'm going to get A Star Is Born up on like our phone. And we just watched it in time. Like, I checked out the window and was like, yeah, we're in time with it. And we just sat there watching it on our
phone. What's the point?
I've never done a drive-in movie, but I presume you're kind of locked into your space. You can't get out until the end.
No, we were the very last cars there. We had to let everyone else drive out around us. And then the guy came over and he was like, battery's dead.
That must happen all the time. They must have so many jump leads.
Especially on a rainy night. Like, it was so mortifying.
Not even restricted view, just no view whatsoever.
Just no view.
For you,
just no view.
I obviously remember like going to a Paddy's Day parade in town like every year, and like we learned as we got older, but like, you know, I mean, every year we'd forget that we were tiny as kids, we couldn't see anything. The Hammonds in general are a short people, so we can't really see over a lot of people. So I obviously remember all that, but one of the funniest ones had to be when me and my dad went to the Formula One only like literally last year. Now we had to blag our way to get good seats.
Yes.
But before that, we were literally looking through. I'd say, you know, the, when you have those mesh gates, yeah, those mesh fences that are all in like little diamond things, and they're all interlocked. Sure. We had about three of them to look through to see. I'd say about maybe half a car every time it would go by. We'd be like, oh, I just saw a little bit of Hamilton's wheel there. that was a huge moment.
Holly standing by there this morning. What's the worst view you've had at a gig, Holly?
We went to a gig, me and my husband, and there was a man in front of us and his whole arse crack was out and there was tissue stuck in his arse crack.
Sorry, there was tissues in his bum.
This really took a turn.
Like a chunk of tissue.
So not only could you not see the person on stage, you were just looking at tissue paper in a man's crack.
Like, it was just, my God, it was hard.
I'd say you probably did have a good view, but like of the stage, but like you were just too distracted, were you, Holly?
Oh yeah. Every time I looked, I gagged. Even thinking about it now, it was wild.
And why didn't you tell him?
Oh, because he seemed to be having the time of his life there. I didn't want to disturb him.
Right. Or furthermore, Holly, why didn't you move? Were you all just standing there? Was there the option?
We couldn't really move. We went to Palonatini and it was like there wasn't wedged much space. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That is not what I saw coming at all. I thought I was going to be like, yeah, he was really tall. Yeah,
same.
You know, we had toilet paper hanging out of his arms.
I'd be asking for a refund, Holly. That's a joke.
I know, it was disgusting. The other people, you know, recording them and like his friends noticed it. No one was telling them.
Oh my God. What awful people. Why didn't they just tell him? Like, maybe it's a fashion choice. Who knows?
Sir, get a belt.
Yeah.
Maybe. Cheers, Holly.
Thanks.
Alex Warren in Ordinary on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. He's a bit under the weather at the moment, it seems. I'm not sure if he's cancelling gigs or whatever, but on his Instagram story, he writes, went to dinner and they gave me this card. You guys are so sweet. I love you. And I was like, that's probably one of the nicest things about being a celebrity, that like you go for dinner and you feel under the weather and they're like, we love you, feel better soon.
And they just said feel better soon on the card. Well, I didn't know what I was like, did the card make him sick? What happened? What made him sick?
But I just took a little screenshot there to be a right creep and look in to see what these people at the restaurant wrote.
Love
so, you know, really, really nice. Thanks for stopping into Yard House. We really hope you feel better soon. Sorry about your show, sad face. Okay, must have had to cancel. And people saying, feel better. I hope your next show goes so well. And then I love James, because James, obviously very reluctantly signed this card. He works there. He just said, feel better, James.
Very good. Do you know when an influencer goes to a hotel and the hotel always like write a little note to the... I always read it. Always.
No, I
always
specifically pause the video.
Like, you know, they're just like, thanks, you know, I mean, for the hotel for sending me this, and they just throw the card away. I always pause. I'm like, that was nice.
That was lovely.
And the hotel knows specifically what's going on in their life from following them. Yeah. Congratulations on your engagement.
Yeah, I love the little puppy.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Very wholesome Monday, bank holiday Monday I had yesterday. Headed up, I microdosed a mountain hike, like just a small, very manageable hill.
A little hill.
Between Stepside and Shankill.
Sorry, are you saying you walked up a hill?
Yeah, a mountain. We're going to say a mountain, but okay. it was a quickie. Do you know, it wasn't one of these 4-hour
Listen, whatever
hikes.
You and Dwayne get up to.
That's your own business.
But after this, I thought, because Dwayne really didn't want to go on the walk. He was like, I said yes to this last night. Like, I was only joking. So afterwards, I was like, he's like my son. I have to be like, we can get a treat afterwards. We can go for a carvery. So we did. We met my dad for a carvery. And I know people have very mixed opinions on this, a half portion. I know it's against
people's religion. I'm with you.
Half portion?
There's too much food in a half portion already.
Yeah.
I don't need a large portion.
Yeah. So we were in the pub and it was a half portion. And it said on the description, I think to put people off, it was like one slice of meat, one scoop of mash.
Where are you? Don't you know what?
I know, but they were just talking us down, because I was like, I'll have a half portion there. Three juicy slices of meat.
Class.
Delicious. My dad, who loves a bargain, saw what I was ordering and was like, I'll get the half portion as well. And Dwayne was waiting outside with the dog because we were eating outside, and then Dwayne went in to get his, and my dad goes to Dwayne, "You're getting a half portion, aren't you?" And Dwayne was like, "I guess."
Like, I am now.
Gave him 15 euro cash. So he was like, "Okay, I have no choice. I have to." The lady at the till was like, "Do you want a drink?" And he was like, "No, I can't with my 1.50 change." Like, big spender being like, "This is on me, Dwayne, but only if you get a half portion and a glass of water."
I know you've been sitting there all morning with bated breath going, when is she
all
gonna tell
morning
us about the big session that went down on Friday night?
We've been dying to know.
The session in question being my niece Florence's big sixth birthday bash in Dublin.
Woo!
Florence is from County Waterford and loves visiting Dublin, and her wish for her sixth birthday for the last few months was that she comes to Dublin, puts the couches together and watches a movie at my house.
It's so funny, like, because like, usually the country people hate the Dubs, but like when Florence just loves it here.
Ah, she just has a great time because you have double-decker buses, Dave, and you don't have them in Waterford. It's a big deal. It's very exciting.
Huge.
It's going to be huge.
She'll grow into that Dublin resentment. I'm sure that's coming. Yeah. But at six, you know,
at the moment, there's a close by Leisureplex.
Yeah. There's a zoo and a Leisureplex. Exactly. Yeah, we've got it all.
And you can go to both those places on a double-decker bus. Woohoo! So yeah, she arrived on Friday. We had an absolute ball of a time, lads. The games were class. I forgot the high that you get from playing past the parcel.
Oh. Right, okay.
Oh, good Lord. What a buzz.
Is this on Friday now?
This was on Friday. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, but I didn't realise that the rules of past the parcel, my understanding was you wrap loads of presents and whoever it lands on gets the present. But actually, I totally forgot because it's been like 30 years. Past the parcel is actually you wrap one gift loads of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wait, so you just wrapped it once?
No, so I just wrapped several gifts individually. Do you know what I mean? So it was actually more of a win. Now, the gifts inside were nothing too, like, shout out to Mr. Price. It was like,
love his
stickers.
And did it always stop on Florence?
Yeah, and it was magic that happened.
It's crazy.
It was magic. Yes, she couldn't believe it. She's obsessed with Lilo and Stitch at the moment, and there was a Stitch teddy in the house, and Stitch kept making the music stop on her.
Crazy.
You know, he really has her back, that guy.
It used to get quite political at our birthday parties past the parcel, because there'd always be one kid who'd just be holding on to it because they feel that
you're going to stop it now, Sharon. You stop it now.
It's like it must be moved on quite
quickly. Pass it
promptly.
On, Quiva.
Yeah.
And there was always that weird kid who'd throw it as soon as he got it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need it. I have enough presents. Yeah. In my life. Okay, bougie.
Naturally, we all wore Lilo and Stitch pajamas. That was part of the deal. So we did that. The other thing that really entertained her in the afternoon in the sunshine was finding snails in my garden.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big thing. Did you set the snails up there?
She was just digging in the dirt for the afternoon.
A few snails in the back garden. Tell her it's Dublin Zoo. Perfect.
Yeah. Life sorted, yeah. The hose was out. She was trying to wet the soil to find snails and worms. We did find one worm. That was a great success. We let him back into the wild quite quickly to live his best life.
Wow. Put him back in the water.
But that took a good hour and a half by the time we did go for the spin on the bus for no reason. Just down and back.
On the double decker.
On the double decker, yeah. Up top. She was absolutely fuming. There was people in the front seats.
No.
She was like, "For God's sake." And I asked her, "How many times have you been on a Dublin bus now?" She said, 200. That's a lot. She's been on it like 3 times.
I haven't even been on it that much.
You should have really loudly started singing happy birthday to her on the bus so the people in the front would be like,
give her a moment. She's up from the country, you know. But I've decided what I'm getting her for Christmas.
Okay.
A leap card.
Oh. Big spender. And you know what? She'll bloody love it.
She will.
The jealousy that she had when I was tapping my leap card. I was like, "Can we tap for 3 for 2 stops down, please, and then we'll come back." And then did it the second time. She's like, "I want to go." When I was like, "Okay, the second time, just hold it down and press it." Yeah. And for 3 people. Yeah, yeah, cool. I was like, "This is it. I'm going to wrap it up in a massive box like past the parcel should be."
Yeah.
And inside is a 10 euro leap card.
You should get her the one. Incredible. You should get her the one I have because I ordered mine, and so it has my face on it.
You have to get her that.
My actual leap card has my face on it and my name.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, so there you go.
You could order them online.
Look, Callum has one as well. Look with his face on it.
You got your ID face. Oh my God, brilliant!
Florence finds out about the leap card top up app. Fairly quickly.
That's for the next birthday.
Could I add as her photo? Like, are they picky about if it's actually you on the card?
You want to do Stitch?
Anything.
Yes!
Yeah.
Stitch on a leaf card. Life made. Christmas 2025 sorted.
My
Here
God.
Spin. Yeah, I know it's stupid, but you-
like celebrity couple. Okay, I came into work today and I saw a weird celebrity couple story. And then, imagine this, I found another one. And then, imagine it, I found another one.
Well, that only calls for one thing and one thing only.
Yes, I welcome you to Weird Celebrity Couple Corner. All right, we start off with Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. Weird celebrity couple already.
No.
They're a bit odd.
Poor old Benny.
Why don't we, I could have been talking with Selena there.
Okay, okay.
I absolutely was not. but yeah, so the two of them, obviously they've been going out for a while, but they recently opened up about the moment that sparked their relationship, right? It was a kiss on their second date. They were hanging out on the couch, they were playing the game We're Not Really Strangers. I feel like I've played this before. I don't really know how to describe it, but I think you have to do like little challenges and stuff like that. So one of the challenges was they had to snap a photo, and right after they took a photo, he leaned in and he kissed her, right? And instantly she broke out in a rash.
Oh no, they admitted this.
They admitted this.
Oh wow.
I thought you were going to say she broke into song.
I don't know which one would be worse.
I know, yeah.
Rash or song. Things that are terrible to break out in.
Rash or song.
So that happened, but apparently it was because she was very nervous. Apparently she had been nearly single for 5 years, and she said, aside from a few forgettable dates, the moment caught her off guard emotionally. That one kiss was the start of something serious, and now the couple is engaged. So
you can be emotional if you want. You don't break out in a rash. What was on his face?
I don't
know. He's allergic.
I just always imagine he has like chicken wing grease on his face or something.
Do you know what I mean? That is scathing.
Do you know what I mean?
That is the worst thing.
Do you know when you get like chicken wings in a deli and then after you look in the mirror and you're like, oh wow.
No.
That's bad. That's imagine what his skin routine is.
All insults, that would really make me sad.
So yeah, Benny gives Selena a rash. Weird. All right, moving on to the next celebrity couple. Big power couple, this couple. Elon Musk, Donald Trump.
Oh well, they are in love.
They are absolutely in love. Elon Musk has revealed that he slept in the former President Abraham Lincoln's office in the White House after Trump invited him to stay the night. Right, so Trump Trump basically, obviously, when Trump came into the office, he tasked Elon Musk with running this DOGE Department of Government Efficiency, right? But apparently they work so much that sometimes Trump is like, hey, do you want to stay over? And Elon's like, yeah, sure, Donald. And so they stay over. And then he was saying, we're good friends and we'll be on Air Force One. And he'll be like, hey, do you want to stay over? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. And then he'll actually call me late at night and say, by the way, make sure you go down to the kitchen and get some ice cream. I ate a whole tub of ice cream, Haagen-Dazs, with President Trump.
Oh my God.
So Trump and Elon have ice cream sleepovers.
And they have midnight feasts.
It's so weird.
Trump is bread crumbing, Elon. He's that real, like, non-committal guy. He's never planning in advance, saying, hey, come over and stay this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, have a drawer at mine. It's always last minute. It's like, Rand, do you want to sleep up in the office? I'm not going to show you the rest of the
gas. Treat him like a
dog. I'll bring a sleeping bag up here.
A beautiful dog.
probably freaks out if he sees Elon's toothbrush hanging around. Like, we're not
close. Make sure and get some ice cream, though. It's a wonderful ice cream. Not like Biden's ice cream. Much better ice cream.
I won't be there, but you enjoy.
So Biden and, Trump and Musk have ice cream sleepovers. Very weird. And lastly, on the celebrity weird couple, weird celebrity couples corner, Gigi Hadid, right? She had her 30th birthday in New York over the weekend, posted some photos after it. In the photo, she hard launched her new relationship. With who? With Bradley Cooper. Okay, the two are kissing in the photo. She's 30, he's 50. I know that isn't really that big a deal anymore because it's like she's 30.
She's a daddy.
But like, she must not get any of his references. He must get none of hers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Zayn is like, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't know that, but like, to have Zayn Malik and Bradley Cooper on your like relationship card, girl's doing well. Yeah, girl's
doing
very well.
She's fine. She's like, a very pretty girl.
But her mates must be like, oh, Gigi brought her dad. Like, just really killing the vibe.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
Yes, it's the Golden Ticket. We want to get you away for 7 nights in the sun thanks to sunway.ie. That's Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
On to take this on this morning is Lisa. What did you get up to for the bank holiday weekend, Lisa?
I actually was at a wedding.
Oh, gorgeous.
Very nice.
Well, yeah.
Whose wedding?
So it was So it was my cousin's wedding.
Okay, very good. So
and what day did they do the wedding on?
They did it on the Saturday, so they had the Sunday and all. So. Oh,
and loads of time to recover then, the Monday to just put the feet up and contemplate life.
Yeah, I'm still kind of very tired today, so.
I love it. Very nice.
All right, sounded like a bit of crack, so.
And Lisa, tell us this, how much did you give them?
Oh, it's a good question.
Now, because we're not that really close, I kind of gave them 200.
Oh, why 200? Because you're not that close? What the hell are you be giving them if you like them?
I know, but like, is that not the going rate now? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was at a wedding in England last week and I said, how much are we doing here? And I had to push for 80. Apparently, it's even less in the UK.
Yeah, they did. They give about 20 quid over there.
Yeah, honestly. I get £40 each, and I said, that's lovely. I'll come to any wedding.
Yeah, me and Pippa are going to a wedding.
Oh, my God. That's mental. That's over here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to a wedding in August, and she's like, right, we have to give 250. I'm like, I hardly know the fella.
250 between yous, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, grand. Yeah. Still a lot. No, it is. It is.
Insane amount of money. All right, Lisa. Well, let's see if we can get you a holiday that you're now that you're €200 down. We need to sort you out.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, with a trip to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No.
All right, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, Lisa, right? And five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do so, you will win that golden ticket for Fuerteventura. Already loving the confidence.
Yeah.
All right.
Great words.
Lisa, you'll kill it. You'll be great.
It's going to be absolutely fine, Lisa. You're going to have fun, right? If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song an artist correct. However, Lisa, if you really don't know it, you can swap the song out for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, but if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one.
Wait,
does that all make sense, Lisa?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Oh, God. Right, no. So you're just going to play a song and then I have to get the artist or the song?
Yeah, both. Artist and the song, both. So just shout out as
oh,
you know.
Both.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, it's word vomit. Just anything you think.
Anything
just shout
you think
straight
of.
Out.
And all right. Be as quick as you can, girl.
Absolutely. Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Mullingar, Westmeath.
Lisa from Mullingar.
Are you listening in Mullingar or are you in Dublin?
Sorry?
Are you listening from Mullingar now or are you in
Dublin? I'm listening from Mullingar, yeah.
Oh, very good.
We get to Mullingar.
Oh,
class.
My God. Class.
Good morning, Mullingar. all right, 25 seconds on the clock, Lisa, representing Mullingar. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. It's like strawberries. You know it, Lisa.
Oh, my God. Summer.
Close.
Oh my God, that's Harry Styles.
Yes.
And strawberry. No, it's not strawberry.
The other one.
Another fruit. Another summer fruit.
Oh, watermelon.
Yes. Yeah, watermelon what?
Hi.
Do you know what?
Girl,
Lisa, say swap. Say swap.
Say swap.
Sorry?
Say swap. Yeah, thank God. She swaps with 1 second left on the clock.
Okay.
All right. I got it.
Okay, everyone chill now. We need to catch our breath here. Now, darling, what you missed there is Harry Styles. You were very close. Watermelon sugar.
Mm.
Oh, my God, my daughter's going to kill me.
Right, okay.
But I thought you said sugar earlier on, didn't you? You said sugar.
I know. I literally was like, that's definitely.
I think she meant that and said the same child.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's good to not swear.
I'd like to say, but sugar.
Okay, so
sugar.
That's handy.
Listen, we're laughing. We're back 25 seconds on the clock. A whole new game now ahead, yeah?
See, Lisa is a media-trained queen. All
Lisa,
right.
You're very good.
Here we go, Lisa. It's a brand new game now. We're back to a brand new song one, okay? We got another 25 seconds on the clock and song one, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You just said it, same guy.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. And the first word he just said and the second word.
Golden.
Yeah, stop the clock. Yes, Lisa.
Lisa, go on, Mullingar. Yeah, up to turn.
All right, Lisa. Only good thing, good news. Only 4 songs to go.
Ah, lads, you're killing me here.
No, we need Lisa to get this.
You're literally from the same area as Niall Horan, and you didn't even know his bandmate song. Anyway.
I did know him though.
You
very
didn't know
true.
Niall. But you were in school with Niall, were you?
Sorry.
Were you in school with Niall?
I actually worked with his father and in Tesco's.
Of course, you did. He was his dad. He worked in the bakery or something, was it? Or is the butcher?
He used to work in the deli.
Yes, that's
what
it was.
That is a stunning claim to fame.
It is, I like it. All right, Lisa, let's go for song two.
Song two, you got 15 seconds on this one, Lisa, so just shout it out as quick as you can. You've got this.
Let's go, Lisa. No One Direction members in this, unfortunately, but let's go for song two. Blazing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this morning,
what do you think, Lisa?
5 seconds,
Lisa. Asher, you may as well just sing it. 3, 2, 1.
No. Sorry, guys.
That is it.
That's all right, Lisa. You don't have to apologise to us.
That was Mal Smith and Stargazing. You are excellent crack. We're a massive fan of you. Go have a lovely day. And sorry it didn't work out for you this morning.
No, that's okay. Thanks so
good
much.
Good luck, Lisa. We have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. If I ever worked in a deli with Niall Horan's dad, it's all I talk about.
If I ever worked with Lisa, that's all I talk about.
Honestly.
Queen.
That's actually true. I wish we could be friends with Lisa.
Is it appropriate to tell the callers we loved them?
Yeah.
Just as a rule, like, is that okay?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Only when you really mean it, though.
I mean it with Lisa.
Okay, good. If you want to play tomorrow, Golden in a WhatsApp could win you that holiday to Fuerteventura.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Oh, here we are.
Yes, thank you.
This
welcome
is still
in.
Here.
Oh, it's staying. Oh. Until I learn to not speak over a song. I've granted my allocated time to weigh in with my thoughts. It is Fiona's final thoughts. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sure this is what you've been dying to hear all day. Today, in my special little segment, which also would have been a good name for this special little segment.
Mm-hmm.
Little girly segment for the girls. has anyone seen Blue Ivy's birth cert?
No, why would I?
Concerned. Like, are we really expected to believe that she is 13 years old?
Oh, yeah, sorry. She's actually brilliant up on that stage.
No, she's incredible. I do believe that Beyonce has put this entire tour on purely so Blue Ivy can strut up and down in her little brown leather outfit. Like, I don't, like, Beyonce is not hard up for the cash.
Absolutely.
I think, I'd say Blue's there, like, you will put another tour on.
Yeah.
You will release this country album so I can shake my tushy on this stage.
That's actually
and
a really
like,
good
ma'am,
stage.
I'm just after getting good at dancing. Will you do another tour? I'm after getting really good, ma'am.
She really.
I'm packing loads, ma'am.
And she has been. Because, you know, last year when she first rocked out with the dancing
the
and
Renaissance
people were like,
World Tour, yeah.
Yeah, and people
I thought
were,
she was still quite good at that even back then. But, like, it needed some work.
I thought she was great as well. But I feel like American standard of hobbies, you know, they're very good over there. They don't do any. They don't just like go to Irish dancing for like two lessons and then bust it out at weddings. Yeah. They are serious about like their and like so I think people were critiquing her dancing last year. Just that it was a bit robotic. I mean, she was 11.
Yeah, fair.
But she's no mess in this year.
No.
She's come back like no one could say a thing. But like
but also I, just like I'm not even talking about like her confidence on stage is incredible for a 13-year-old kid, but also her face. She's like,
oh my God.
Like she looks like an 18, 19 year old girl,
she
doesn't
does.
She? She literally is her mom. She's
she
gorgeous.
Really is. Like, if she can sing, it's over for Beyonce.
That's what I saw someone say as well online, being like, she hasn't actually opened her mouth to a mic yet. If she can sing too, or if she sings after her dad and she can rap too.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God.
I feel like she's just keeping that in the back pocket and she's gonna bust it out one day.
Yeah. Well, I actually did spend time thinking about this over the weekend, which is ridiculous, but I thought if they are kind of slowly introducing her to this world, it's like, right, she'll start with the dancing.
Yeah.
And then when she's a little bit older and can really, I suppose in this case, she's getting a taster of fame in that way. It's like maybe protect her from that and then let her sing loud when she's ready, when
That's
she's
crazy.
Older.
Oh, to get up on that stage, do that dance and still have to go back and do your homework is insane.
It is.
That's
crazy.
What I was going to say. Like, can you picture Blue Ivy like walking around as a first year in the like disproportionately like
huge
massive
bag.
School bag with like the 6 years giving her like wrong directions. I just maybe you are cool when you're homeschooled these days. Like maybe it's come full circle.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's like a reverse Nadine Coyle's passport situation. Like she really was born on the 15th
Very
of 685.
Totally. Yeah. No, she's class and the videos of her each and every day she gets better and better. She's unreal.
Spin.